Welcome back to another episode of A Walk Back to Self-Love, the final episode of 2023, and I wanted to bring my friend Zoe on because to me it was a very positive addition to bring his male perspective to my podcast in 2023. So I don't know where you're at in your reflective final day of the year, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, but no matter where you're at, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast, and enjoy the final episode of 2023 with my friend Zoe.
What up, what up, what up?
Hello, hello. What is going on in the world of Zoe?
Not much. How you doing?
You know, today has been an interesting day, but overall, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm blessed.
good. So I thought it was fitting that we round out the year with a final episode of you and I, you know, a meeting of the minds, and just kind of, you know, ending the year with reflection, gratitude, probably some lessons learned here and there, and then intentions of what we hope to unfold in 2024, you know?
I like it.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting because, you know, you and I were messaging earlier. Today I found some interesting news out that I finally got COVID. Not that that's a winning prize, but it, you know what I'm most surprised about?
What's
up? The mind fuckery in my head today. Like, it's weird because it almost like uncovered a lot of the stored trauma that I think I absorbed during that whole time that we were uncertain. And, you know, so I don't know if that makes sense, but it kind of dug that up again.
Right.
You know, where I realized, wow, I really did just push through it and store it like so many other people. And, you know, try to compartmentalize and try to stay healthy and clean and safe and, you know, figuring out what's facts and what's not. So it was like that whole all day today. I was living in my head and I'm like, okay, all right. But I do have to say, I'm like, okay, so I moved to New York City and I get COVID. You know, welcome New York.
No. Right? Oh, but, my God.
But you think about New York got rocked during COVID.
It did.
And even talking to people who are born and raised or lived here during that time, they're like, yeah, no, all of that was true. Like, it was crazy here. And so I can't think of a better city to have it in. You know, the dichotomy of that. But yeah, so that's kind of how the energy of the day has been for me. But today is also, because I wasn't sure how I was going to feel doing the episode, you know, I'm trying to rest and everything, but today is a new moon in Sagittarius, so I was like, oh, we have to push through, we have to power through, we have
new
to do
moon
this.
In Sagittarius, yes.
Yeah, the archer. So how do you feel, now that's enough about me, how do you feel about your 2023? From leading up into leaving 2022 behind, going into the new calendar year.
Gosh, I think
what are the big takeaways for you?
Man, I think you and I both paths kind of cross each other, you know, throughout the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just a very dark era in our lives, you know, when we later in our years and we look back into our late 30s, we would definitely say that those were some dark years of our life, you know.
Definitely.
So 2022, I feel that was like the end of the new beginning, but 2023 was still a I had to emotionally grit it out and get through my healing phase, you know, to really be present, be in the moment, to slow down, stop and smell the roses. You know, it was hard. I learned a lot leaving 2022 into 2023, you know, from loss of friends, family members. You know, throughout those years, I lost three sisters, lost my granddad, a few other family members. So I went through quite a few deaths, but I didn't really have the positioning to grief in a traditional way, if that makes sense, by running the business, working at the school. I'm everybody's rock. So I really never had a time to slow down and to deal with my losses, you know, and simultaneously I'm losing friends that are alive. So I call them dead alive friends. I don't know what you call them. I call them dead alive friends. That's because they're alive, but they dead to me. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, but it was a hard year, but a very impactful year, because this is the year that will position me into my new shift. And in watching you through your journey, I think you definitely can relate to me with that, because I mean, you're in the biggest city in America and you're killing it right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to blast you, but I could have sworn when you talked to me earlier that you stated you was in a relationship. So you must be really comfortable right now. So.
wait a minute. I said dating.
Dating. Oh, my bad. My bad. Dating. My bad. Okay.
Let's not.
Dating. I don't want to.
Listen, I was not even gonna speak on it because I don't want to like jinx it. But right, no, right. It's good. It's okay. It's very good.
Well,
it's
let's not good. Jinx that day. You know, I know you came through hell, and so So let's not jinx it. You know, hopefully this is one of the ones for you, and you can put in some years with this one.
Yeah, we'll see. You we'll know. See. Time will tell.
I know we're just tired of switching partners, right?
No, I'm not even focusing on what I'm tired of. I'm in gratitude that I now know what it's like to be respected by a man like treated well.
I love that.
So that in itself is like just a lot of gratitude. A lot of gratitude. But back to you.
Okay. No, it's all good. I'm glad you just spoke about gratitude, because that was a big part of this year too. It's been a long time when I was able to actually put myself in a position to actually reflect on myself and to really get to know myself, to rebirth myself, if that makes sense. And
yes, it does.
Putting myself in a position to have that gratitude. Oh, who is calling? Oh my God. I'm sorry about that. I should have put myself on do not disturb. But
listen, it's a new moon. I think Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah, we in retrograde right now. Exactly right. That new moon is hitting us.
What X is calling you? Hey, no, I'm joking.
This is about to be a good podcast tonight, because the devil is like, I don't want y'all to be talking too much tonight. I don't like this energy. You might as inspire and influence somebody. Oh my God, it's funny. All right, but with the gratitude part, you know, of even being thankful for the people that I lost, the friends, not the alive friends, you know, of like not resenting them, not hating them, and not trying to figure out why things happened the way that it did, this and that, or not. It was more so like understanding that you attracted those people into your life and they served their sentence for the season that they're supposed to be in your life, and the purpose that they were supposed to be in your life. And your job is to focus on a lesson, because you at a time attracted them into your life. And I had to be thankful for this, because by me putting myself in that mental state, I was able to take a step back, Amber, and reflect in a way of, for one, forgiving. And then two, realizing that it's not their fault. It's my fault. You know, whatever they're going through, cool. But obviously I was going through something too, and they were just not the right friends or people to be able to have a conversation with me. Cause you're a rock just like I am, Amber, in other people's lives. So it's like, they don't realize that like Zoe is depressed. He's emotionally unavailable. He's struggling right now. Like this dude is working a full-time job, have a successful small business that is expanding. And he needs somebody to take it over, but he can't. But he's losing loved ones, like for real loved ones, not the dead alive ones. And like my dude is really like going through stuff, and he doesn't have anybody that he can actually be vulnerable with that can relate to him. Because, you know, I feel like you're a lot like me where it comes to, I don't need a sympathy party, and I'm not just going to share my vulnerable moments with just anybody just because you're a friend or a person in my life that I'm close with. If I feel like I'm your rock, and it's not even trade, I would say you and I are each other's rocks, but it's very suddenly when we break down enough to be able to lean on each other, you know what I'm saying? Because right. of how strong of people that we are. But outside of that, I didn't have too many people I felt that, I don't want to say respected enough to be vulnerable enough with them, but more so I just learned through life that you have to be careful with who you be vulnerable with. Because people that are not rocks like us they love seeing the moment for strong people like us to be having weak moments. And they can use that against us because they're immature, and they will use that against us later. So that's a big reason why I never said anything to a lot of people, you know, with the suicidal thoughts and wanting to end it all and this and that. But this is why I was grateful and I was thankful, because now it given me a different perspective on life going into 2024. You feel me?
Yes.
Of how I see people. It's almost like life is like a video game, and I just level up. I just level up. I see some things that
my language right now.
I don't, that's what I'm talking about. Yes. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the beauty of this, Amber, is that nobody can take this from us. You get what I'm saying? And not saying that life is not going to continue to give us challenges, but we leveled up in a way that most people avoid, and they let time heal it. We actually went through ours, learned from it, peeled it back, dissected it, and grew out of it. You know what I'm saying? We like that rose in the concrete. When most people, they picking up them weeds and they getting rid of them because they're not strong enough to go through what we go through. But it made me thankful, you know, and grateful. And I'm glad you brought up gratitude, because of even having my business and working a full-time job and funding my business to get it started, and where my business had grown to, and now starting the new businesses that I'm starting, I'm seeing the skills that I learned, even though I was depressed, this and that throughout that storm. But now I'm on the up and coming. And I think you can relate with me with this too, with the fields that you're in within your career, that the skills that we have, we just weren't able to tap into it or to really be valued with some of the things that we were privy to, you know, naturally that we have. And now I really understanding my value, if that makes sense. Bitch, I ain't cheap.
Seriously.
You feel me?
No, it's such a... Most of the things that we experience on planet Earth are all in the trap of the mind. You know what I mean? Like, if you really break apart what it truly is, when you're so concerned about what other people think about you, it's literally an illusion.
It is.
Because, yes, can people go after you, like, in a physical way, in a spiritual way, in a mental way, in a work environment way, you know, through HR or something, right. You know what I mean? Like, there are ways that people can literally, you know, go after you. But if you think about, at the end of the day, in the bigger picture of life, no one can actually stop you from your blessings. Ooh, you can.
Say it again.
You can. Ooh, I can.
Yes.
You know, you listening can. Yes. You can block your own blessings.
Yes.
But are you going to have to maneuver and move differently if somebody tries to get in the way and cause extra energy and extra this and maybe arguments or sit downs or whatever? Of course, because that's life and half the battle is coexisting with other humans through work, through relationships, through just out and about and day-to-day living. But if we really think about the large illusion that is the power that other people have over us, You know, like it is pretty mind-blowing when you can understand that from a place of self-awareness.
Yes.
And when you can see that the only person that really can stop you is self.
Yes.
And I say that because I think going into 2024, that is the gained goal and achievement, but still a work in progress, mm-hmm. is the limiting beliefs I've placed on myself. And I've sat and thought, like, when did it start to crumble inside? When did I switch that narrative to convince myself so much that I couldn't do something?
Right.
Like, even, and I've been talking to a lot of locals here since I've been here about the misconception of New York City. Now, jumping all over here, but it all connects together.
I'm listening.
So one of the top things, and actually you were the only person that I can really identify that was not trying to convince me otherwise, is the number one usual perception is that New York City is way too expensive. You're never going to be able to live there. Don't even try it. Mm. Correct or incorrect?
Correct.
And I remember I was sitting at a bus stop waiting for the bus in the Burlington, Vermont area. And you and I were talking, and I wasn't in a good place because I was not happy with my life at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know, but there's potential opportunity to maybe go to New York City, but that's like, wait, like, I don't even know if I could live there. Like, it's so expensive. And I started immediately going after all of the roadblocks of why I couldn't go there. And you said, whoa, like, listen to yourself, like, stop, like, don't put those limits on yourself. Mm-hmm. Paraphrasing here, but don't put those limits on yourself. Like, you're stopping yourself before you even try.
Damn right. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? He's right. What if it did work out? What if?
That's right.
And if you really believe, and I think it took me coming to New York City and actually making this happen when I never fully thought it ever would at 100%. But now that I'm here and in one of the, you know, most traveled to cities on the planet, one of the most expensive cities on the planet. Yeah. And I'm doing it. And I'm, you know, gaining momentum and I'm building my life here. I'm like, well, shit, I really can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yep. So the limits, I think it took me coming to New York City to fully tap into my power.
I like that.
And actually, I met somebody on the train the other day and she was talking about, and she didn't realize that I was talking about the law of attraction earlier to a friend of mine. And she said, you know, there's this thought and theory that there are pink crystals underneath the city of New York.
Mm.
And that it's like this energy, because I always reference New York City since I've moved here as a portal, because people come here from all over the world.
I believe it.
And so she was like, get out of here. No way that you said that earlier, and that you always say the portal comment. She's like, because there's pink crystals underneath New York City and it's gravitating like minds together.
I love it.
And I was like, oh, that's some cool shit right there. I was like, that is some cool shit. And makes me feel even more gratitude that mm-hmm. I'm living in this city.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the limiting beliefs, I had a bunch of them in 2023.
Yeah.
I mean, 2023, yeah, there was a lot of positives and life wasn't terrible, but I also had some like really down, like dark moments, right, because I wasn't satisfied with where I was at.
Right.
Knowing that like it could be way worse, but I wasn't satisfied with my life.
Yeah.
And if you're not satisfied with your life, I don't care how many people can tell you that it's butterflies and mm-hmm. roses, but if you don't like the feeling of where you're at in that chapter or that moment, you have a right to feel that way.
Oh my God. Can I interject?
Yeah.
Because I agree with you 100%. So, and thank you for allowing me to be one of your only friends in your network to still believe in you and not go against your perspective of what you wanted to do. But I have a reason why I did that though, Amber.
It's the coach in you.
No. Well, not only that is the coach in me, but this is the thing. You know, if you know me, I'm a realist person. So if I didn't think you had what it take, I would have probably sounded like some of the other people that didn't believe it because they couldn't see it themselves, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a high achiever by nature. And I see that in you as well. Even though we can have our self-doubts and, you know, our belief systems can be off at times. But this is why I think it's so important to have such a tight, strong circle of people who vibrate similar to you. Not people that you trying to always bring up because you're bringing them up. They can't see past what you can see because they're trying to get to your level. You get what I'm saying? So right. I see you and me. You're just a woman and you got a different journey in your life, but I see you and I believe in you and I see how you move and I know other people. Like you said, it's the coach in me. So if it was vice versa, I'm like, if you wasn't as ambitious as you were, if you didn't have all these different life adversities that you've been through, I'd be like, hey, homegirl, you might not want to jump so big. I don't think you can handle it. I just don't, you know, but I'm looking at you and I see your track record. I seen what you've been through. I heard your stories. I'm like, lady, I need you to do this because you built for this shit. You built for this.
Do you know, my very good friend just came into town for a brief visit and we had an awesome time for the short time that she was here. But she finally got to see me, I think at my happiest I've ever been in my true element. And she said, she goes, this city is you. She's like, this is you. Like everything about. And she's like, you were meant for this city. And I said, thank you. You know, I'm like, I know. That's why, like, even down to, and don't get me wrong, do not misunderstand what I'm about to say.
For sure.
There is, of course, there is crime, but there's crime in every city. Of course, there's expensive, overpriced things in New York City. Mm-hmm. Of course, the subway system is crazy and there's, I've seen it all, Zoe, since I have, well, I can't say all, that's...
But you've seen enough.
I've seen enough, yes. Okay, where most people would be freaked out. You know, I'm down in the subway by myself. Mm-hmm. I don't have, like, a crew with me that goes on the subway to make sure I get home safe. And no, I'm in that shit by myself.
Right.
Have I sat in a bench next to somebody who was completely whacked out of their mind? And you're like, I don't think this person is in a stable place. But now 1 ounce of me was afraid.
I love it.
Like, I have no fear living in this city. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's man. Interesting. Life is just always so fascinating to me.
Man, you know. I've always said this to you. I don't know if you can recall or not, but I always said you're steps ahead of me throughout your journey. And I always cheer for you because I'm right behind you. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I need you to move to that city. I need you to be blossoming to the woman that you're going to evolve into because you have such a big energy and such a big light about yourself. You just haven't connected into the right environment yet that's tuned into Amber. You know, and
I know,
and I can relate, obviously. And listening to you right now, you know, I was just telling my lady, you know, I didn't tell her fully of it, you know, of where I'm at, because I still feel like you. I'm healing, I'm feeling better in life, but until I know this is a better city for me, but until I create the Airbnb business and my coaching business to a certain level. Then how you just exposed to me, this is the first time in a long time you've been happy again. And I'm so happy for you because it makes me happy and let me know.
Thank you.
Don't you stop, Zoe, because it's possible.
No, don't get you there. Dare.
Damn right.
You're doing it. You're not even thinking about doing it. You are doing
thank
it.
Thank you. Yes. And I'm just letting you know I'm proud of you and I'm right behind you. And I'm so glad that you are finally in a space where you out of your own lips can say that I'm happy. Life ain't perfect. Don't get me wrong. And I get it. Things gonna get better, but we are getting to our vibration. You get what I'm saying? Because
we
were just in a lot of different other frequencies that we didn't align with. And not say that those environments were bad, this and that. It just wasn't our environment, you know?
Yeah.
But other people that are not like us, they can't relate. I always felt like you was a big city girl. Like, I know you, what's up?
The universe was like, I was aligning with these small to medium sized cities.
Small ass cities, right?
Just supposed to be like big energy in a small pond.
Yes.
You know, like a big fish in a little pond.
Yes. So this is the thing. All these people in these smaller cities that are doing well, this and that, et cetera, they look at us as a threat because we're not where we need to be yet, but they see our energy. And they'd be damned to allow us to tap into our energy with them helping us. You get what I'm saying? Because they'll be on our bandwagon if we already tapped into our energy. Because they'll be the ones, look who's in our city, this, that, et cetera. But nah, like, we're talking about some Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, New York. You get what I'm saying? The Big Apple will eat Indiana. It will eat the Midwest. You get what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, I do still love the Midwest.
That I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
the mighty Midwest.
Okay. Everything has its purpose. So the Midwest is a great place to raise a family, et cetera, this and that. And you can be successful there, you know, to a certain level of success, et cetera, depending on what you're doing. Not disagreeing with that, whatever. But we are the type of people that need to be living around bigger energy people in environments that can relate to us. So when we're down, in and out, we got more people that we can lean on to keep us moving. Because in those environments, it's not going to work like that for us. Unless we already got our stuff established and we're whole energetically in a certain place. You get what I'm saying? I'm not taking nothing away from the Midwest because it's a beautiful place, you know, to raise a family, this, that, et cetera. But ain't too much big moves like that is moving, going on. And you know, yes, I'm just saying.
No, I just said the other day to somebody that you have to literally spend time either living or just vacationing. Like if you're a born and raised New Yorker or just even transplant, you know, you have to spend time away.
Yes.
Living somewhere else or visiting to truly appreciate and understand the love that you have for this
city. I agree. Because if you're born in New York, you're not going to appreciate. And I'm glad you said
that. No, because you're going to be like, oh,
it's your norm.
Because New York's hot. It's a harsh city.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I felt the same way about Detroit, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I really do. And I still have a lot of love for Detroit. Mm-hmm. It's a really amazing city. But, you know, now that I'm in New York, I'm like, I love you, Detroit. But New York, man, you have my heart. Like, you have, like, I'm all in with you.
Man.
I'm all in with you.
It's been a decade since I've been to the Big Apple. So you're going to be seeing me this summer.
I know.
I'm just letting you know that now.
Listen, it's a good time. But I will say that, like, I've had to, now that I'm ending 2023, I've been here since August. Mm-hmm. I've had to evaluate like lifestyle choices because this city is wild.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, what do we need to change now that we got it out of our system? Like, let's, you know, give an evaluation over everything so far. Mm-hmm. You know, what can we tweak? What can we, you know, where's our attention and our focus and the investments, like, where's all that at? Where are we focused here?
Oh,
and
gosh.
So but it's been crazy. It's been good crazy.
Yes.
And I just think where I was a year ago, last December, like, I was feeling hopeless.
Right. I remember.
You know, I was like, I don't know. I can't see the future. I can't see the future. And then another thing that I would say that I really focused on heavily in 2023, but more so towards the end, like in the last 4 months, is thank you, universe, for not giving me what I wanted.
Wait, I need to say thank you, universe, for not giving me what I wanted. I love that. That's the quote of the month. Yo, that is so true. Thank you for not putting me in my comfort zone.
I'm not even talking about the last year. I'm talking about ever.
Oh my God. Yes.
Out of all the things that I thought I wanted.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I was aiming way too low.
Oh my gosh. Man.
It's not disrespect. It was my goals were.
Yeah.
I had so much more of a higher achieving goal list that I didn't even know existed. Like, yeah, sure, you think maybe, but thank you, universe, for not giving me what I... And I even said that just the other day. Thank you. As I'm like, had tears in my eyes. I'm like, thank you for not giving me what I wanted.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, what I thought I wanted.
What I thought I wanted. Man, this one I'm going to say to you. I listened to a podcast and an entertainer explained this so well. So I can't say what he said verbatim, but I'm going to give you a gist of what he said. But pretty much I can relate to it. And you can too, just in a different way, because we're just in different environments. So it's pretty much chasing the high, you know. So me being an athletic entertainer and performing as a professional athlete at a high level that a lot of people only can watch it from the screens. So they only know what it looks like from there. You get what I'm saying? So they don't know what that energy feels like, you know, to be at those levels of excellence. And so I learned that there is a celebrity or entertainer or whatever you want, or high achiever PSTD, like a wounded soldier. You know, because you might fall off your mountain and get back into civilization. And then now you with the regular of the masses that are your, normally these people are your supporters. They're your fans. They're just regular ass people, not the beat, no disrespect, because we all need each other. And it's not like somebody's better than anybody else, but you got to admit that these are two different lives lived in two different worlds. You know, the other people are watching you from a fantasy perspective through a screen or through radio, audio, whatever that may be, and we're actually living it and doing it. You know what I'm saying? And so it was just like, man, coming back to the real world and trying to motivate your friends that because you get new friends sometimes, because you might lose your celebrity friends and other people like that, because you ain't in that network like that no more, because you ain't getting the jobs, this and that. You just not...
Listen, when I stepped away from radio, that was the end of most of my radio colleagues that I was talking to weekly. Cool.
Yep. So you get what I'm saying then? Exactly. So now we can't unsee what we've seen, and we've seen some things that were pretty extravagant, pretty high, that a lot of regular people are just not privy to a certain degree. And that energy that he said, it was a chase for that type of frequency of when you get into the regular world, we might have to get a regular job again, this and that, etc. But we know what's out there because we touched it. We was around it. And we be trying to make our regular ass people that's around us touch it too. And inspire them, this and that. That's why, like, for you, it was easy for me to inspire somebody like you, because you've been around celebrities, you interviewed celebrities, this and that, etc. So in my mind, I'm like, no, girl, you got big energy too. We just trying to refigure out things. But if it was like regular, not to say it like that, but people that never been on that type of frequency, it's harder to coach them into believing that they can get their vibration that high. When their vibration is not even naturally high like that. Your vibration is already naturally high like that.
I'm just laughing because,
Am I making sense?
No, it makes complete sense because the guy that I've been dating, he's like, man, he's like not, and it was just crazy because he just said it the other day. He's like, nothing keeps you down. Well, fast forward to a few days later, COVID does
get your ass down.
No, but he's like, you just like are go beast. He's
you're
like,
a beast.
Like never stop.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, it's true. So going off of what you're saying, I completely understand. It's that natural. I said I have like a backup generator.
Yes,
like it's that.
Yes.
Natural, intense energy.
Yes.
That most people would look at either and get exhausted.
Yeah, they get
or burn themselves out.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I've burnt myself out.
Right. But we get it started back up though.
But it doesn't, we're not down for very long.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and this is why I said it's so imperative for us to be in cities like that, or at least have a network. Let's just say you built your network strong enough where you can go back to the Midwest and be cool. But if you had a down moment, your network's so strong from the bigger energies that you can call them and lean on them. You get me? Because you built that camaraderie within your network.
Right.
But right now, we just didn't have that. Like you said, when you left radio, you lost a lot of those people. When I left football, I lost a lot of those people. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I don't have that connection like that no more with those type of energies. You know, so I make the best out of the energies that I'm around. But I realize that, nah, you can't turn, in the athletic terms, I can't turn a high school superstar into an NFL superstar. It ain't relatable.
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's like I have to take a step back and stop trying to make people be something that they're, this is my experience. I can't say that's for you. I can't make other people be something that they're not. But like when I was around somebody like you, and we both were in the same city, and knowing that we were misfits in our cities, you were a breath of fresh air for me.
And vice versa.
I love it. Yes. That's why I said, yeah. I see myself in you. So like, that's why I always was rooting for you. You know, I'm just like, yo, I got to get back out this fucking, whatever this frequency is. And seeing you leave Fort Wayne, then go to Indianapolis, then go to Vermont, and et cetera. And now you're in the Big Apple. I'm just like, all right, cool. Don't worry. I'm right behind your ass. I need you to keep going. Girl, you better not break down. You better not. I need the hope. You know what I mean? Because I know it's in us. I know it's in us. And other people, this is what I learned too, Amber. Like, people in Fort Wayne and some of these other places, they see it in us too. The thing is, it's not their job to bring it out of us. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's our job.
It's our job. Yes. That's why I said
it's your job. It's listening. Like, if there's something that you want, like, no. And trust me, I used to pray for someone to get it out of me. Like, please,
because
I
help
can't
me.
See shit.
Help
I
me.
Can't see shit. I need help.
Right. I'm drowning.
Please be that person.
Yes,
please. Gets it out of me.
Yes. Please be that person. Oh my God. And I think Kendrick Lamar said it best. There's beauty in the struggle. And you just said it. You said that at this moment in your life, when you're finding happiness again, you can reflect back and say, thank you, universe, for not making it easy for me.
Yeah. That's a good one, too. Mm. That is a very good one. And it goes back to what I said, the mind too. My mind had some deep, deep rooted limiting beliefs and just scripts. Mm. I don't even want to say trauma because I kind of feel like we have softened the word trauma because it's so overused.
Yeah.
And then when trauma actually happens, it kind of gets minimized.
Right.
Because everybody's got trauma. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but there's some like intense trauma that's happening in society. So let's not say everybody's got trauma.
Right.
Because then, you know, you're downplaying the severity of the trauma that's actually intense happening. But I want to say the scripts that were brainwashed in me and you and anybody else, since, you know, like, that's the rewiring, is you have to remove the scripts that have been playing subconsciously that you don't even, that's running like background music on an elevator, you know?
Yes.
And you're like, damn, what am I telling myself?
Right.
And if you don't catch it,
yes,
and you don't grab a hold of it and try to switch the narrative, you're going to do the same thing day in and day out.
Oh,
you're
going to
make the same choices. You're going to believe the same thoughts about yourself, the same thoughts about others, the same thoughts about your dreams. And until you get a hold of that, because nobody else could do that for you.
Yep.
Then you're going to do the same thing and you're going to continue to go further and further from the goal.
Yep.
Or your goals will change and then you make peace with that. But then you figure out, well, what does this new layer of myself or the goal look like now?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I mean, oh, girl, I don't want to promote my new coaching business that
I'm evolving.
You pretty much just describe my clientele. You know, that's why it's high performance coaching. So I have to rebrand myself. So everybody know me about by the fitness influencer, fitness business owner, this and that, et cetera. I don't want to be associated. I still want to be associated with fitness because that's part of it. But it's more so about people that are already doing well in life, but they have a blockage. And I'm there to help them find that blind spot. And exactly like what you were just saying, you were just like, well, if you don't know, you know that you're saying this or you're thinking like this, et cetera. So a lot of times we strong, independent people, we always try to figure out everything on our own. It's possible, but it's not always practical because it's easier to have somebody outside of you that can connect with you that's maybe a high performer too and can assess you without judgment. Because the goal is to help you find the blockage, you know, so we can get you to your highest potential and to your next level. And, you know, let's just say if you and I were just conversing and we were just walking down the street and you was like, I hope one day that, you know, my podcast will get to da 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 da. Okay, the high performance coach is like, yo, you hope what? We don't say that in our vocabulary.
Yeah.
One day my podcast will be we're gonna own that. We're gonna own that. You know what I'm saying? You know, so yeah. That's what my coaching business is evolving into, and that's what it's about. Finding the blind spots for the high performers, you know,
right.
Where we're just stuck and we know that we can do so much more. But we can't see it. But the crazy thing is we waste so much time trying to figure it out on our own. So I look at it like this. This is just an analogy. People are houses. So when you look through your house and you're the house, so you can't leave. You can only look in the backyard, in the front yard, in the side of your house. You can't see nothing else. And you decorate it. The inside of your house, how you like, you know, because it's your personality. But the outside of your house, you have very limited customization of what that looks like because you have limited view because you only can see so much outside of your house. Right. I, as a friend, can go across the street and see your house.
I went to the neighbor's house,
baby, across the street, and I see some things that you can't see.
You're hilarious.
I know, but you catching that vibe though, right?
I know.
You get it, right?
I was like, you went to the neighbor's house. And
yes, I see something that you can't see. I'm like, I see what you see, but I see further than what you can see. You get what I'm saying? But
yeah.
What I can see can help you though. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's about a person having that humility to be able to be vulnerable enough to allow someone to come into their space, into their environment, into their life to help them make that big shift. So I'm glad that you said what you said, because I was just like, yo, that's the nature of my next level of my coaching. You know, these are the type of people I want to help. Cause I need that type of help. You know what I mean? And like they say, even Warren Buffett has a coach. You know, it's like it's a full circle. Everybody needs that outside perspective of themselves because we only can see outward. We can't see what we look like from other people's perspective. And if I know where you're trying to go, and you be transparent with me, I can hold you accountable and let you know, like, yo, well, you told me you want to move like this, this and that, et cetera. But what I see, because it's not about me. It's about you making, helping you become your best version of who you see yourself being, you know, and it's, right. it's my job of letting you know that, like, yo, but when you speak like this, say, I hope, that's not the woman yeah. that you're telling me that you want to be. So
right.
how can we say this is what I'm going to do and not I hope type thing? But yeah, you get it.
Right.
Get
it. You want to claim it.
You want to claim it.
And honestly, too, what I've realized since I've lived in the Big Apple
in the Big
is Apple. That... I was really getting comfortable in the linear version of life. And I had stepped away from believing in the magic of life because society will always give you plenty of bountiful reasons why you don't believe that magic should exist on the earthly plane. So I kind of lost touch of the fact that, like, I can still create my life. Yes, you know, you have to meet it with action
right.
and strategy and whatnot. But, like, I completely lost touch of the magic of life because of everything we've experienced in the last, like, 6 years. So it's like there's plenty of people out there that are like, that can't happen, or, you know, the economy or the political sphere or the planet or, you know, like all the things add up.
Yeah,
you know, the news and what you may catch on social media. And so it sucks the life out of you where you're like, yeah, right. The magic doesn't fucking exist on this planet. Like, that's all bullshit, you know? And so you have to really, you have to come back home to the magic.
Ooh, I like that. I feel like you need to write that down. You have to come back home to the magic. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. And I think that, you know, I've come back home to the magic by being in the city. Mm-hmm. I've been able to be in touch with deeper layers of myself that weren't there in previous chapters that I was in, because I don't believe it was supposed to be revealed to me.
Right.
Look, you know, I had to dig through the bad decisions, the lessons that I needed to learn, the restructuring of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
The failing without strategy, the, you know,
failing with girl, you are dropping some gems. One, failing without strategy, the reconstruction of my mind. Can we get a oh my gosh, wow,
I'm snapping for
you
myself.
Are dropping some gems tonight.
I'm telling you, like, I'm an open vessel. I'm much more calm.
I've become
much, much more introverted, but don't get me wrong. I can be the life of the party on a good night,
yes.
You know, but I'm still like, I've become much more introverted because life has kicked the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's no longer, which is huge for me, no longer about being right, challenging, you know, authority and like pushing my viewpoints and getting upset. And so it's like, it looks like I'm very aloof. I act sometimes like I'm very aloof, more specifically in like my work environment and like just day to day. But it's because I'm in my head and my analytical mind thinking, do I really want to go there?
Yeah. Is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
Yes.
Is this going to benefit X, Y, and Z?
Mm-hmm.
And if all the answers are no, then I'm like, all right, I'm just going to sit here and sip my coffee, you know, like, and just let it play out. So I think that is understanding more of the Jim Carrey thought process. If you've ever watched him in interviews, how he's talked about, like, none of this matters. Right. None of this matters. Like, just be the eye that, like, watches and absorbs everything.
Oh, my God. You know, they say that's the highest level of evolution of human being, to become the...
I know, and you know...
Go ahead.
And this, and the crazy thing is, and then the next immediate thought that my crazy brain is, okay, so you must be dying soon, because my mind equates highest level of consciousness as, like, the end of the road.
Okay, this one goes... So stop it.
You know what I mean?
You know what you just did, though, right? You just use a negative perspective on it. That's not high energy, because you have to look at it as like you are born again. That's a rebirth to be able to get to that perspective, because there's an old version of you dying and how you used to perceive the world, but now you have a different perspective of the world and you're going to move differently within the world. That's part of that matrix theory, you know, being in the matrix and out of the matrix. You know, now you unplugged out of the matrix, but you know how to operate within the matrix with, do you understand gaming terms? So like an NPC, a bot, you know, type character player, that they're in the system, but they're not conscious.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're programmed. Right. They can't think for themselves. And 95% of people are like this. I hate to say it, but it's like, the more we wake up, the hardest part is have to coexist with the bots and the unconscious.
No, it's true. It really is like a real life version of the matrix.
Yes. Yes.
And I will honestly say that I think I started to become more at peace with the coexisting with the bots and like other humans, being off social media.
Man, I agree.
And just being present and just living out life real time. Like, even just specifically here in New York, like the interactions I've had on the subway.
Yeah.
That you would picture in your mind, like, oh, this shit is what typically could go viral sometimes.
Right.
But you're in the thick of it right now in this crazy scenario, watching it and like being involved in it. And like, that is where it's like, this is real time. This is humans not putting on a show because there's a camera around.
Right.
This is real life mentality, real humans, like, and their energies and their demons and whatever else is happening internally. And it's unfolding real time. You know, I think that's where you fully believe that you're in the matrix, because it's you're not watching it on screen.
Right.
You're living it out in that moment.
Man, I'm about to challenge you, but at the same time, get my point across, I guess, in the same sentence. So obviously, you know, I'm right behind you and I'm watching you. So you're like in a place of happiness, or getting there, or you're in that vibration, a better place than where you've been in a long time, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I know that the higher powers, or the unpluggedness of the matrix, knows that we are chosen people. If we like it or not, Amber, that's why our life has been so challenging, because we are chosen people. And how do I say this? I'm still reluctant to get back on social media because I'm not superficial. And I have a lot of positive messages and this and that I would love, and creativity I would love to give to the world, but I'm not in that happy place yet. But listening to you and being right behind you, it's like, okay, cool. Where she's headed and the vibrations that she's entering, this is where, when she gets ready, this is when she needs to manipulate the matrix and to get back on social media, but use it as a tool.
Because, I see what you're doing there.
I mean, I'm just being real, because
I know.
Because this is what I'm going to say to you. Like, throughout the last probably 2 or 3 years, my therapy has been TikTok, of people that are steps ahead of you and I, of places where we know that we will get to soon. We just have to go through our process. They're giving their messages, and I was able to relate to a lot of their messages to give me that beacon of hope. And so it's your job and my job, once we get back to our place of happiness and heal, and healing is a journey, it never ends. But when we know, when we get to a certain point where, okay, I think I'm healed enough to at least get back into the matrix, into the world, you know? And it's just like, you got messages. So just exactly how you described that scenario of like maybe on the train or the subway of situations that could go viral. You're not doing it for the viral aspect of it. You're doing it because you can manipulate the message in a positive way for those that are looking to wake up or are along their awakening journey that are behind you and following your steps, and you're breaking down certain things so they can see it, because that's our new audience.
Right.
You know, and this is something that through 2023, what I've been learning is that I have to evolve into a different version of myself and be okay with losing my old self, and which is that death, and attracting a new audience. But I'm going to lose some of my old audience because it doesn't resonate with them. And that's okay, right? Because the messaging is not for them. It's for the new people, because the new people connect to the new us.
Oh, there's a gem. There's a gem. No, that's good.
So
I agree with that.
I just hope, Amber, that when that time comes and they start calling you, don't look at social media, because I hate social media too, but use it as a tool and just know that you are a beacon of light and you are a gateway and a vessel for a lot of women out here that cannot handle half of the things that you've been through. No, I'm just being real. You know what I'm saying? They need to hear your stories. They need to know your message, and they need to be inspired by your energy. It's okay that we've been in our dark phase, but the dark phase was the book or the information that will feed us into our healed phase, because that's our message. That's our carpet that we're going to ride on into our greatness. But at the same time, right, we're still helping people, you know, because they're looking for people like us. You might save some lives, Amber. You never know. You get what I'm saying? We just don't know what that looked like, you know, because you have a story and you've been through what you've been through, because God, life, whatever you want to call it, needed you to go through that, because your story and how you will project your message and the style that you speak will speak to the women and men that is ready to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's not even about us, Amber. So it's for
no. It's never.
Yeah, it's bigger than us.
About it's being a vessel. And actually, yes. I said that before we connected tonight and started the episode. I always say a little prayer, and I say, God, use me as a vessel.
Mm. Oh,
so
let me shut up.
So, you know, I think that was that little small instant manifestation, mm-hmm. because, you know, that's what we are here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's and I think that that's where your life lessons and what you go through, and when you finally not just say, oh, yeah, learn lesson. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving. No, but I mean, like, when you fully see it and you feel it and you can put yourself in a bird's eye view and it resonates with you, that is when you're like, okay, like, I can see the matrix for what it is. I can see the lessons. I can see, like, I'm no longer blaming anybody.
Right.
Like, it's all about what I allowed, but not to sit there where you beat up on yourself, because it can be imbalanced that way too. Mm-hmm. but just how everything played out and my part in it, I can see it. Like, you know, Steve Jobs talked about it, and a dear friend of mine even spoke on it, about how you can see and connect the dots only when you look back.
Mm.
And I kept wanting for the last 5 years to connect the dots. I'm like, please, where are the dots? I can't see them. And I'm looking for the dots. Like, where are they? And I can start to see the dots connect.
Oh my God.
And I still have, you know, a long ways to go for however long I'm on this crazy planet. But I can start to see the dots.
Love it.
And I can start to see them connect.
Oh my God.
And form. And, you know, and that's a, that's, I don't know. I feel like that's a blessing because it was a wish that I've been sitting on for so long. Like, please, I want to be able to connect my dots, not their dots, that person's dots.
Yes.
I want to connect my dots. Mm. And when you cannot connect your dots, it's a really hopeless fucking place to be in life.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, then I'm not even worthy enough to have dots. Like, I don't even have a dot to connect to another dot. You know, so it's, I think, you know, when people say, oh, pray for your vision and, you know, think about what you want. I didn't know how to put it into words.
Right.
I didn't have the word power at the time. But what I was praying for was my dots to be connected. Mm. It wasn't like a said thing, like be a national radio. I mean, yeah, of course, I wanted to go down that path at one point, like nationally syndicated radio show, mm-hmm. you know, or a thriving podcast. But what I really wanted was the dots to be connected.
Oh my gosh, man, it's crazy that you said that. Remind me, I'm gonna send you the diagram of the dot connection theory. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
So the ultimate goal is to become enlightened, you know, and it's like 6 or 8 phases to it. So at the beginning, there's a bunch of dots, right? And then that's like phase one. So that just means like you're just existing. You're a bot pretty much. And then phase two is kind of like how it is in school where they teach you certain things. And so that means like dots are lit up, but there's no true connection and correlation with other dots. But you have information. And then like the next phase is like knowledge or whatever, where now you can connect one dot to another, but you can't connect all the dots, but you connect one dot to another. And then the next phase is like, I'll send it to you, but I think you can follow what I'm saying. So then the next phase is like wisdom, where the dots are already lit up and now they connect in all different phases. So the goal is to, when you connect your dots, and it's cool that you said this theory, because I'm like, I have to send this to her because a lot of people don't understand this is a real theory in life. And it shows you kind of like a blueprint of like where you are at in life. Are you a person that can only connect one dot to another, or are you an enlightened wisdom person? Right now I'm at the wisdom era. So pretty much the dots are already connected. So it already equates to all the other phases. So at this point, your dots are lit up, so they'll be yellow, and it connects to a few different other dots, which means you have wisdom, meaning that you actually digested and learned these life lessons, and you can see it in other areas of life that do not correlate with each other.
Right.
So now you want to get to the point of enlightenment, where the whole effing thing is lit up. Where that's the unplugging of the matrix. That's where we are all energetically connected spiritually and mentally, where there's like this invisible spider web of energy that connects all of us together. And there's nothing new under the sun. And it just depending on what frequency that you're on to be able to connect to higher energies. Obviously, if you're a higher energy, you can always lower your energy to see their perspective, but it's harder for them to see your perspective, which becomes a challenge when you become unplugged from the matrix and you have to learn to coexist back to the bots, you know? So it's crazy that you said that, because I'm just like, yo, I have to find this.
I understand that.
Not, yes. So I have to find this diagram and send it to you, because a lot of people... that just talking, I'm not even, how do I say this? It makes sense that you're speaking this language right now, even if you don't know it all fully, you connecting to it though, you're connecting, you're being unplugged and you're speaking the language that is in front of all of us, but school doesn't teach us this stuff. So it's like,
oh, are you kidding?
Yeah. So life give us little snippets of it. You know, we just got to put it all together.
but I will say, you know, my earthly vessel and who I am in this lifetime. I don't care how enlightened and full of wisdom that I may hold within myself and feel this like detached, you know, state of mind and frequency and all that. I still want to be able to get like to drop an F-bomb and be pissed off about something in politics or be pissed off about something that somebody says out, you know, crazy. Cause I like both. I like to be in both worlds.
Okay. That's being human. And that's perfectly fine.
I want to keep some of my humanness that makes me Amber.
Oh no.
You know, like if someone's staring too hard at, and I'm not even saying like a guy, like women too, just like, or people in general, like staring at you for long periods of time and you look at them like, yes, can I help you? Like, I don't care how enlightened you are. I still want to be able to say, what are you looking at?
Okay. See, so
what the fuck are you looking at?
All right. I want to make sure we're on the same page. So pretty much what you're saying to me, because I feel like I'm unplugged. I know that I'm unplugged. So if life was a video game, pretty much what you're saying to me, I want to control my character.
Yes.
And if you want to jump on a car or do this, this and that, you're doing it intentionally because that's what you want to do and you're controlling it. But the difference between people like us and NPCs or bots is that the things that they do, it's unconscious and it's programmed by the programmer. You get me? So you're unplugged and that's why you're saying what you're saying. And I'm saying to you like, yo, no, be a human. Like, control your character. If you want to rant out and you're intentional about what you're saying, you express every human emotion that you need to express because that's part of the human experience within this matrix. But you're in control of the character though. You got me? It's not irrational and it's not from a bot in a programming of subconscious stuff that you're saying stuff that you think you believe in, but you really don't even know why you believe the things that you believe. You just picked up something that felt good to you and you just kind of went down a certain rabbit hole. But you are aware of why you believe what you believe, you know, how you want to move, how you want to say certain things. That means that you have the controller of the character of Amber. So I support that. No, I'm with that 100%, you know.
Yeah. And I think that that's a hard place to be.
It is.
That's where the level of self-love work is a huge part of it, because you have to be comfortable with yourself and you have to be comfortable with being misunderstood.
Yes.
While you learn how to play the game and stay in control of your remote control. Of your character. Like, you don't lose that control. Don't let somebody swoop in and take control.
Yep.
Because you'll be end up jumping on a different timeline.
Yes. No, you're exactly
playing
right.
A whole different game.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Man.
Oh, because I let go of the grip.
Oh my gosh.
But just to throw a little spiral into it. But sometimes you need to, not all the time, but like there's stuff to learn over there. Or even if you do let go of control of your character, there's a path that is going to unfold with all of its ups and downs and delights and everything. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, but that's part of the process, though. And
yeah,
it's like when you, I would say this. Obviously, we know that we can always learn new stuff, but it's a cliche saying of there's nothing new under the sun. So therefore, this is for the awakened people that really grasp that message of there's nothing new under the sun. So therefore, yes, we live in the modern day era, but we're no different than the Roman Empire. The civilization, the buildings and stuff like that just look different. But people at the end of the day are still people. They still eat, they still shit, they still fuck, et cetera. You get what I'm saying? And still have babies, et cetera. So the biology of a human being, it's always been the same. So whatever thoughts that we have today, they had them back then, just in their own way about the world that they were in. So once you unplug from the matrix of the video game level that you're on, so back then, that video game was the Roman Empire, the Egyptian Empire, etc. So that avatar at that time had to make best of living in the Egyptian matrix. You follow me? So now we're
And then everything has evolved since then.
Exactly. So you know, the only the only difference now is that we are in modern day time, and it's like once you wake up enough, you realize that there's nothing new under the sun, and there's no answers outside of you because all the answers are within, and because you are part of the game. And when you understand that you are just part of the game, that's when what you said earlier, if I want to cut somebody out or if I want to do this and this and that, you have the freedom to do that, especially if you are in control of your character. But you got to know what that entails, though, because everything comes with a consequence. You get what I'm saying? So
it's cause and effect.
It's cause and effect. So, but if that's the way you want your character to go out, then cool.
Listen, I know. That's why I was sitting here like all day today. I was in my headspace like, damn, I actually caught COVID. The thing that I was like, avoiding. So like, it just, again, it's like, you know, my character caught COVID.
Caught COVID. I'm sorry, that's funny.
Like, shit.
She said my character caught COVID. Oh, shoot. Hey, you need a health packet. We're going to give her some life.
Oh, my God. Man. So before we wrap this up, what are you most looking forward to, or what is the tone that you're setting for yourself in 2024?
Man, I'm glad that we're talking about characters right now, because I'm in the process of reinventing my new character in 2024, of how I want him to move about in the matrix in 2024.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you like him.
Hey man, whatever, I'm speaking to third person, okay?
I know. Look, I just giving you shit.
It's all good. Hey, but hey, it is what it is, you know. But yeah, man, I'm redefining that character, you know, his values, his morals, you know, how he moves about life, you know, how he thinks, you know, how he dresses, you know, how he keeps up, you know, with grooming himself, everything. I'm just really fine-tuning the character in the new era, because unplugging from the matrix, the more you unplug, you start realizing that, yo, yeah, I was born in this family, I was raised like this, this and that, etc. Those are programmings that I did not ask for, nor do I care for. I can re-download new programs in my life, but I have to unload the programs that they downloaded in me that no longer serve me. So now I'm in the process of like a cell phone. I'm updating, maybe. Yes, I'm being updated.
Yeah, you're updating the software.
Yeah, I'm updating the software. Exactly. You know, so that's my 2024 year.
I love it.
But yeah, how about you?
You know, it's funny that you, listening to you go into depth about that, I'm not too far behind you with that, because that goes back to what I was saying just a little bit ago about reassessing, now that I've spent, you know, just about 4 months here in New York, and I, you know, have been going hard since I stepped foot into the city, but it's now reassessing, like, okay, you got that out of you. Now, what is your character going to do in 2024? The dressing, the mentality, the this, the that, where are we pouring our energy, where are we investing, like all of those things are like front and center of like what I want my 2024 to be like. So I love that we're on similar pages with that, because yeah, it's evolving. It's who am I going to be in this next calendar year of life, you know, and where do I want to go with this character? You know, like people over here could be wanting to invest in things here and goal setting in this area, but like that's not for everybody. So what does it look like for Amber?
Right.
And so it's a really nice place to be.
Like,
I'm excited.
I love it. It's gonna be a phenomenal year for both of us.
And I'm okay with also like being at peace and like slowing down more. Slowing down more and like not feeling bad about it. Because that was a personal thing for me. Is anytime that I felt like I could just not set an alarm clock and sleep in a little later, or maybe not be super hyper focused on goal setting, it was this internal dialogue of like unworthiness or shame that would start to bring in that like dark cloud of energy, and the rain cloud would come up, and the dialogue would start going, and you're like, whoa, why am I feeling guilty of just being? Because we are a doing society. We're not a being society. So I've definitely, now that I'm in this amazing city and I'm very grateful to be where I'm at in my life, I'm allowing myself to just be. There's no, okay, I don't like living here and now I got to move in a year or two. Like, no, I'm being, this is home. Like, yes. It's that feeling that I've heard people talk about for decades of like what home feels like and what that sense of relaxation feels like when you're happy with your life. I'm going to coast on that for a little bit in the beginning of 2024 too.
I like it. Like it.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
So before we end this, how can people get a hold of you if they want to try out your high performance coaching session?
But before we go there, before we end it, this is something.
When did you take control of my podcast? My character.
Hey.
My character show.
This is your fault. You created this monster. Okay.
I did.
All right. But before we go, though. So this is something that I used to do with my boss and some close friends who are not. And I might have done it with you in the past before. I'm not sure. Pick one or two words. Normally one, but it's okay if it's two. If it's more, whatever, but try to find one or two words that will exemplify 2024 for you.
Ooh, on the spot.
Get it out, girl. Get it out. I love it. Okay.
The first word that comes to mind is stability.
Okay.
And not in the sense of like just the monetary stability. I think just feeling stable within myself and where I'm at in a city that's so fast moving and anything could happen on this crazy planet, to always have stability moving forward and to know and recognize what stability feels like to me. Because I've lost it so much, because it's been shaken so much, because it's crumbled so much, that I know what that feels like. What does consistent stability feel like?
That's powerful.
And then two, healthy fun.
Ooh, healthy fun. I like it, because we know what toxic fun looked like.
Well, I was just going to say fun, but, you know, I will forever be a party girl.
I know, right? I'm always going to be a party boy. I feel you.
I will never be fully disconnected from party girl Amber, but I need to monitor it. So that's why I said healthy fun.
Oh, man. Oh, very nice. Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
All right. Well, you expanded mine. I had two words. And I'll let you know. The last one would be the one that you expanded. So the first one, I want to strive to be the example. I just want to be it. So whatever I say I want to be, I just want to be it. So if I want to evolve into a millionaire, this and that, I don't even have to say it. They just see it. I just want to be the example. And I want to, I know I can't control the haters or negative people that be jealous, this and that, but I want to be the example in a way that people will be inspired by my presence. because I'm living it. Yeah. And, you know, I'm living it. What you see is how I live, baby. And then number two, which is number three too now, because you helped me expand this throughout our conversation. I'm like, damn, I think I need to add that to my word next year. So at first, number two was just love. You know, I felt like it's been a long time where I felt.
Damn, I need to do that too.
You need to do that. Girl, add it to your thing then. Add it. That's, you know, good. What I'm saying? Because love feels good, man. You know, it's a good emotion. And I've been so emotionally unavailable and cut off, disconnected. And I know, like, I used to be such a great lover. Aww. And connecting like that.
I just
want to
give you a bear hug.
You want to give me a hug? Oh my gosh. Yes, man. But you helped me come up, you know, like, yes, I just really want to feel that again. And then the other one that you helped me with today is happy, you know, and I think that coincides with love, but they're two different emotions. You know what I'm saying? Cause you can be in love and not be happy. But when you told me and shared with me today, and thank you for sharing that you're becoming in a place of refinding happiness again. And I think it's been lost for both of us. And I know my love has been lost of an emotion for me for a long time. Happiness, didn't even realize it, that I have not been happy in a long time. We're survivors, we're good, but we ain't been happy though. So you helped me add that to my repertoire of my word next year to, at the end of the year, to say that, like, yo, I found happiness again. So I love hearing that you're tapping into becoming happy again, because I think that's part of the human experience. You know, we struggled and suffered enough. So I want to feel love and happy in 2024, man. I want to feel it.
That for you, for us, like, for the world. Yes. Like, that's meta, you know?
Ooh.
Like, yeah. Is when you want love for the world, not just yourself.
Yes.
And, you know, those around you. Like, that's what we should be in, that frequency, that vibration. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's when the sweet spot of life, right there.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Perfect way to end it. But before we do, obviously,
right.
If someone listening wants to reach out in 2024 and try out your sessions, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you know, my main page is KingZo on TikTok and on IG, KingZo365. But I took my Burn Zone page recently and not active yet. It will be in 2024, but you can contact me on it, where it's HP coaching, pretty much is high performance coaching. You can go on social media and DM me on TikTok or on IG at HP coaching 365. And you DM me, I have an app where I will help you design workout programs, navigate your life to find your blockages. Maybe if you need help with relationships, you got money blockages, just blockages throughout your life. But these are for people that are already doing outside of the norm, though. You know, I have entry level things for people, but my goal is to find people like you and
who are committed.
Who are committed. Yes. Yeah. I don't want to hold your hand like that. This now, I want you to already. You need to be somebody that you already got the basics down. I'm just getting you out of that stuck period of your life, you know? So definitely. So if you're not ready for that level of coaching, that's fine. I have entry level things that I can assist you with, but my main focus is the high achievers and people that are stuck in a certain area of their life and they already have the basics covered. So yeah, that's how you can find me.
I love it. Well, I don't know what I will do with this podcast in 2024. That's yet to be determined. But I just want to thank you for joining me mid-year and really bringing extra life to my episodes. Because our vibe is so in sync and we've had good conversations and good content. And so I'm just very grateful for you. So thank you for joining me on this podcast this year.
Thank you.
And happy holidays to you. Wishing you so much love, joy, happiness, success, all of that good shit in 2024.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it. Wrapped up the last episode of 2023. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. I want to thank my friend Zoe for joining me for the last episode of the year. It's really been quite a journey having the male perspective on this year. So I don't know where you're at mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, but no matter where you're at in this moment, I wish you a healthy, blessed and loving 2024. Talk to you soon. Peace and love.